Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. It's fall, it's festival time in the Mid-South, and a big one is coming up this weekend, River Arts Fest, downtown on South Main, Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be a big event, as it always is. Bonnie Thornton is here. She's one of the festival directors, and Dolph Smith, our old friend, who has done the festival poster this year. It's good to see both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Bonnie, why don't you start and sort of give us the rundown. What's happening here on South Main for River Arts Fest?
Well, this will be our fifth River Arts Festival. It's downtown South Main and GE Patterson. We're going to have 35 live acts. We'll have 170-plus exhibiting artists. We'll have around 20 demonstrating artists. We'll have something for the children to do, hands-on art. And beautiful weather, lots of shopping, great art, food. Everyone should just come out and join us.
It's a big deal. This has grown every year. I think last year I had something like 80,000 people come down.
We did.
That's a lot of folks.
It's a lot of folks. To get downtown, it's hard to do. We were thrilled. Couldn't even tell you how happy we were about that.
Yeah, and we want to mention that one of the big things, of course, is the artist market. Now, tell us more about this.
Well, the artist market is the reason we have the event. We start working on that in January of the year prior to. So I've been, the call to artists went out in February this year, and we get applications from all over the country, and in fact, international applications as well. And so what we do is we just pick the best of those and invite them to our festival, and we're lucky enough to get just some wonderfully talented people.
Yeah. We want to emphasize that this is a juried market. That's, you pick the good people. This is not just anybody who, you know, makes crafts from toilet paper tubes. This is serious
exactly.
People. Although that could be too. But.
Well, it depends on what you do with those toilet paper rolls. We might be interested in it. Actually, it is a fine arts show, and we are lucky enough to have Dolph Smith as our representing festival artists this year, and so that if that tells you anything right there, that tells you that we have very fine artists representing the River Arts Fest this year. So.
Absolutely. Dolph Smith did the poster for the event this year, and I urge you to go to the website, which is riverartsfestmemphis.org, and you can see the poster. Dolph Smith, of course, very well-known artist and educator here in the Mid-South, retired from Memphis College of Art in, what, 95?
95.
For a guy that retired 16 years ago, you're pretty busy.
Well, I just told you I made a poor career choice. I can't retire,
actually. I've been looking at the poster on the website, and it's really a lovely thing. Clearly, the poster itself will be a photograph of this because it's obviously a three-dimensional piece.
It is. It addresses both the illusionistic two-dimensional aspects of the festival as well as the three-dimensional. So both are represented within one piece of work. It puts them together. It melds them together, as it should be.
This is really a characteristic of your work for many years. You, of course, started out as a two-dimensional artist, as a painter, moved into sculpture, and have since really combined the two in many ways.
Well, it's been a pleasure to me to have the sense of something tactile, mm-hmm. that you don't just stand and observe. I'm making pieces now with both the illusionistic and parts you can actually pick up and hold, and then place back in the work.
That's interesting. And it sort of looks like you can almost do that with this poster. It's a boat. It's a river boat on a very stylized river, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's flying above the festival. It has a good bird's eye view of the festival, and but it addresses the river. And the joy of that I experienced was the artist spends a lot of time alone in a studio. But to come out and work in concert with such professionals as we find at the River Arts Festival and work with in collaboration, it becomes an orchestra instead of a one-man band.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's gorgeous, and I encourage everyone to go to the website once again. Get all the details about the River Arts Festival this weekend, and that is riverartsfestmemphis.org. Dolph Smith is here. He did the poster. And excuse me, Bonnie Thornton, also one of the festival directors. You, in addition to this, I know, I think your wife Jessie told me you have a book class that you're doing this week.
Oh, it's part of this event. I'm going to Snowden, where we have two grandchildren. They won't be in my class, but I'm going to teach seventh graders how to make a book. And I hope they'll see it as an art form And then they'll take that book and make notes in their math class or something like that. I hope they'll see it both as an art piece and a tool. And if they make their own book, I think they're going to make it precious to them in their education.
Absolutely. This, of course, is an outgrowth of the program that you started at Memphis College of Art, the book arts and the papermaking yep. programs there.
Way back. It's still there.
We want to mention something while we've got you here, that this is not strictly part of River Arts Festival, but we wanted to let folks know about it, is that you're going to have a retrospective coming up in November.
It's a gift from the River Arts people that there will be a retrospective at Askew Nixon Ferguson, the architecture firm of Midtown,
mm-hmm.
and that will be in November, and it opens the 11th, Friday, the 11th of November, and everyone's welcome to come.
Well, we'll let people know more about that as we get closer to it, but I think that's marvelous. You've had such a long career and done so many different and interesting things. I suspect it's going to be difficult to pick out the pieces that you want to put in this retrospective.
Well, it is. I have to go through my art director, Jessie. she has a big say there. She has a great collection, by the way.
I'm sure. Well, I can't wait to see that. I am fortunate enough to have one of your very early prints, one of the watercolor prints from one of the watercolors. So it's a treasure of mine, and
thank you.
I'll be very excited to see what's in this show.
This city has been, the environment and the people have nourished the artists so much. It's a great art city, and I love this place.
Bonnie, tell us a little bit more about some of the other things going on. You mentioned that we have a thing called hands-on art. What's that about?
We do. Our hands-on art program is geared towards the children, and so the kids can come down and they can create their own masterpiece and take it home with them.
Hmm.
In
Very
fact,
nice.
We'll have some of the children that will be participating with what Dolph is doing in art in the making in the school. We will select a few winners, and they'll be at the festival with their art represented there. So,
very nice.
Merit awards for those children.
And then you also have some artists who are demonstrating.
We do. We have our demonstrating artists are on South. They're on St. Paul at South Main. And so Denise Ford is in charge of that. And we have Marion McKinney from the she'll be doing metalsmithing. Mm-hmm. We have Teresa White doing glass blowing, Lisa Hudson wheel turning. We'll have woodworkers. And the National Ornamental, the Memphis Ornamental Museum will be there too.
Metal nice.
Museum. So they'll do a good job. They always do a wonderful job, and they're very entertaining to watch. And you can buy some of their art as well.
Very nice. You going to be doing any demonstrating there, Dolph?
No, I'm just going to wander around and enjoy it.
Have a corn dog.
Speaking of the Metal Museum, though, that reminds me that I saw the gate that you made for the auction at the Metal Museum. So in addition to the painting and the sculpture and things, you're doing metal work.
I think the National Ornamental Metal Museum is one of the jewels of the Memphis art world. I think it's an absolute jewel. It's a joy to work in concert, go down there and work with those guys to do things like that. You know, those gates are made out of scraps.
Yeah.
Did you know the history of that?
I heard about
that. They're made out of pieces that they discard or demo, and I go in once a year and work with one of them and make a gate out of the scraps.
It was gorgeous, and unfortunately, I was not able to go to the auction, but I probably couldn't have bid on it anyway. But it was a great piece, and I was glad to see your work there also. Well, it's going to be a great weekend, folks. The weather is going to be beautiful. We're looking at highs in the low 70s and sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. So go down to South Main for the River Arts Festival. Check their website, riverartsfestmemphis.org, and you can get all the information there. Bonnie Thornton and our good friend Dolph Smith, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra performing Broadway Rocks on Saturday, October 22nd at the Cannon Center. Four Broadway vocalists join the orchestra to perform rock-inspired hits from Tommy, Hairspray, Mamma Mia, and more. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.